Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Good music is what we want to hear.
What do you mean, good music?
It's what we dance to, what our children will dance to. And if you don't want to play it, and take your records and go home.
Did you have a band? Good or bad?
It's a great band. It's a bad band. It's like pizza, baby. It's good no matter what. There's music in the air.
The holidays are all about giving. And each year, we like to share some of the best and most unique seasonal tunes with you. I'm Jim DeRogatis from WBEZ and Columbia College.
And I'm Greg Kot of the Chicago Tribune. We're once again joined by holiday music maven Andy Surzan for our Christmas Spectacular. That's coming up on Sound Opinions.
Sound Opinions is supported by Maker's Mark Handcrafted Bourbon. More online at facebook.com/makersmark. Maker's Mark. It is what it isn't. Maker's Mark Bourbon Whiskey, distilled in Loretto, Kentucky, reminds listeners to drink responsibly.
You're listening to Sound Opinions, and now it's time to enter the world of Andy Surzan for our Christmas Spectacular.
So that is a little bit of the holiday music curated by our very own Chris Kringle. Andy Surzan, the Vice President of Concerts at Jam Productions, one of the leading independent rock promoters in the country. Andy, welcome to Sound Opinions.
Thanks for having me back, guys.
Man, we have had you on the show for a decade plus now.
As long as there's been a show.
We can't have a holiday season without you providing the soundtrack. This has turned from a little bit of a hobby to, you know, you're like a nationwide presence now.
But for people who don't know, Andy, I mean, you have a fascinating day job. We mention it not for ego gratification, but because it contrasts with the way you crate dig for this very particular brand of Christmas music. So, you know, at Jam, you're booking some of the biggest concerts we get in Chicago and throughout the Midwest. Tell people how you find this music.
Well, I've always been a vinyl collector, and I'm old enough to have never broken stride. I never stopped buying it when the conversion even started shifting toward cassettes way back in the day. So I'm out there looking all the time, and I've got a fairly monumental collection, which actually can't even live at my home anymore. It lives in a storage locker somewhere. And so, you know, I was buying old jazz and buying British New Wave 45s from the late 70s, and I went through cycles of I'd be on that. You know, at some point in time, I started coming across Christmas records that looked odd to me and strange, and I was like, what? I wonder what this is all about. So I picked a few up, and at some point in time, I realized that there was this hidden world that had nothing to do with the mainstream of Christmas music, just like there is in almost every genre of music. Mm-hmm. And when I got enough of them, maybe 23 or 4 or 5 years ago, I started thinking, maybe I'll make a holiday CD and you know, from those humble beginnings, let's say, it's become a cottage industry of international scope or whatever it is.
Well, to the point where you come now each year and share it, and we're going to have this music online as well at christmas.soundopinions.org. It's time to get into the first set. What are we going to hear?
The first set's going to be kind of thematic. I've been accumulating a lot of holiday soul slash blues stuff. And rather than jump around like I usually do on my holiday obscura CDs, this one's kind of in that pocket. And it starts off with a track I just found this year called Winter Man by a soul artist by the name of Clarence Reed. It came out in the early 70s, and it's on a lost label called Alston Records. It's a 45 A-side. And then we're going to get into some stuff. Albert King on Stax doing Santa Claus Wants Some Lovin'. A couple more obscure tracks toward the end of the set. And let's kick things off with Here Comes the Winter. And Clarence Reed's going to explain what his take on that is.
Hear that cold wind blowing through the limbs and the trees. And as I stare out of my window, I can see the falling of the leaves. Hello, old man Winter, I've been kind of expecting you. I have my woman here beside me, so there's no harm you can do. But I feel sorry for the people you catch alone, with no love to call their own. 'Cause only love can keep them out of your hands. You're mean old winter man. You're cold, cold, cold. Her arms are like a blanket that keeps me all wrapped up. I even use a little bit of sugar to sweeten the coffee in my cup. I hear you blowing outside of our window pane, but to me and my baby don't mean a thing. Got love.
Santa Claus wants some loving.
You're listening to the 2011 Sound Opinions Christmas Spectacular with Andy Surzan.
Oh, man, I love that blues, funk, and soul stuff. That was a great set. You're listening to Sound Opinions. I'm Greg Kot with Jim DeRogatis, and the man who is playing all that music for us today is Andy Surzan, our very own Santa Claus. Andy, sometimes people think about, you know, maybe the gimmicky aspect of some of the stuff that you do, but that's just deep blues, man. That is some deep music that you're going into. It's a quality music. It doesn't matter what they're singing about.
Well, you know, the whole idea behind the annual Holiday Obscura series is to show the range and be amusing and try to kind of have some good chuckles in there and stuff. But
well, and to give people something they have not heard 10 million times before.
Yeah, it's not an attempt at art or anything like that. But then the point being, though, there is an art in the Christmas pantheon in some of the subgenres. And if you just kind of put them in their own little bag, like that last set was all soul 45s from the late 60s, early 70s.
I found these records.
The last track there was Black Christmas by a guy named Hot Rock Maze. And that came out on Paula Records, which is, I believe, out of Ohio. The track before that was on the famous New York Latin label, Fania. That was a band called the Harvey Avern Band. It's called Let's Get It Together This Christmas. That came out again in the late 60s. Before that, we heard the great Albert King crushing some blues licks on top of his plea to his lady that Santa Claus wants some loving. And we opened with Clarence Reed. Again, a guy I just found that 45 at a flea market. I thought, I'm bringing this home with me. And it was one of those really pleasant surprises which is where the buzz for me and this whole thing comes into play. When I see something and I don't even know what it is and I bring it home 99% of the time, it's like, oh, boy.
Well, we are off to a hard grooving start. Coming up on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX, we'll play more weird and wonderful holiday music courtesy of our Christmas elf, Andy Surzan.
Welcome back to Sound Opinions. I'm Greg Kot with Jim DeRogatis, and this is our annual holiday special with our guest music curator, Andy Surzan. Always something to look forward to. For our listeners, we have a gift from Andy available at christmas.soundopinions.org, which is basically the latest edition of Andy's holiday special. So, Andy, this has become a lifetime endeavor for you. I think people are familiar with this small percentage of holiday music that's out there that gets recycled every season, and it just becomes so stultifying. Was that kind of the situation for you? It was like, man, if I hear Winter Wonderland one more time, was it a case of there's got to be something more than this, right?
Yeah, well, when I started to notice holiday-related records on labels I was unfamiliar with, by artists I was unfamiliar with, and particularly with song titles that I was unfamiliar with, this world, like, opened up to me. So when I started connecting the dots, I was all of a sudden realizing that there was this, particularly coming out of the regional labels that used to exist all over America, which are all gone now.
All gone.
But back in the day, the music that I'm primarily interested in, the soul stuff and the jazz stuff and whatnot, almost all that stuff originally was coming out of independently owned small labels that, you know, pretty much could do what they wanted to do and would try most anything. And we're just like, hey, you know, let's try to make this happen, you know, and if it doesn't, we'll go on to the next. So it kind of came out of that. And when I got enough of it, it was like, wow, there's some amazing stuff here. I'm going to play this for my friends. And that was the beginning.
So set one was some red hot soul music. This next set you're going to lead us into, Andy, is jazz music. Tell us about the first song and we'll hear it and we'll backsell it at the end.
Okay, well, my compilation this year is called Swingin' Snowflakes, Jingle Jangle Jazz Party, and it's 100% straight-ahead jazz from the late 30s to the early 60s, and it covers everybody from Charlie Parker to Chet Baker.
Mingus is on here.
I mean, this is not, you know, a bunch of jazz for people that are lightweights. This is the real deal stuff that was unbelievably exciting when it first came out, and I tried to concentrate on that groove throughout the whole CD. This set starts off with a track from the 50s on a 10-inch EP, which a lot of people probably don't even remember that format, but it's a take on Jingle Bells. It's by Irby Green and his All-Stars off the Cool Yuletide EP. Let's check out what they come up with. It's pretty startling stuff.
Thank you.
This is Sound Opinions, and you're listening to our Christmas Spectacular with guest Andy Surzan.
Thank you.
Man, you have just got to love that. That is some of Andy Surzan's Christmas music for 2011. Swingin' Snowflakes, Jingle Jangle Jazz Party is the name of his compilation CD this year, which we are giving to you as a gift at christmas.soundopinions.org. Now, Andy, the really obscure weird music, it can alienate grandma and frighten small children.
And that's a good thing.
That's a good thing, yeah. But this, you could play this for anybody. And what's extraordinary about this set of jazz music is all of these songs are standards, but these bop musicians are taking them somewhere extraordinary.
Exactly. And, you know, if you notice, that last track ended with almost a power chord, and that was on a piano, an acoustic piano, of course. That was Paul Blay with Charles Mingus and Art Blakey, mid-50s on debut record. The classic Santa Claus Coming to Town and Sleigh Ride by Herb Geller was before that. Winter Wonderland by Chet Baker from the early 50s on Pacific Jazz. And we opened with Irby Green and his All-Stars doing Jingle Bells. And again, the compilation I came up with this year features that specific kind of powerful statement, groundbreaking musicianship. And that was a pretty good cross-section of what's on this year's CD. So if you like that kind of stuff, go get it.
That is great stuff. We're going to have a lot of this music available for you at christmas.soundopinions.org if you enjoyed that jazz set. We're going to go a little deeper in the next segment. That's going to be coming up with Andy Surzan on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX.
Welcome back to Sound Opinions. I'm Jim DeRogatis. My partner, who's still ailing with that cold, is Greg Kot. And it's Christmas. Andy Surzan is in the house. We are so thrilled. Okay, we had some soul coolness. We had some jazz coolness. Now we're going to Mars. This is the sort of stuff you've played for us before. We're going to get weird. I bet there's aliens. I bet there's drunks.
Yeah, well, and some new tracks, too. So that absolutely fit right into the Holiday Obscura bag. We were joking before the show that we kind of want to establish like a 5-year rule where certain songs, no matter how much I like them, I'm not allowed to play more than once every 5 years. And I noticed the cycle had ended on one of my all-time classic favorite songs. Those of you who've listened before will recognize it. But first, I'm going to talk about the setup track on the next set, which is I'm showing these guys the visual here. It's a 5-inch, 78 RPM EP that came out in 1950. So this is a 60-some-year-old record.
Wow. That looks like a CD.
Yeah, and it's a children's record, and it's called The Icicle Man.
Candy cane red vinyl.
I know this is broadcast all over the country, and some places are colder than others, but this is to all my friends up in Alaska and everybody that knows who The Icicle Man is. This is The Icicle Man.
The Icicle Man had a frozen nose.
Ooh, it's cold. It's cold.
He had ice all over his clothes.
Ooh, it's cold. It's cold.
He was frozen half to death.
Ooh, it's cold. It's cold.
And he couldn't get his breath. Oh, the Icicle Man had a frozen nose.
Ooh, it's cold. It's cold.
He had ice all over his clothes.
Ooh, it's cold. It's cold.
He was frozen half to death.
Ooh, it's cold. It's cold.
And he couldn't get his breath.
So he talked like this. And you would too if you had a cake of ice all over you.
It's cold.
I sneaked up past the pole and found Santa in his hole. And Rudolph's parting by the bar and Vixen's hanging by a wire. In harness slick and bright, Vixen leads into the night. And Rudolph pouts and pouts away while full as on the clouds he lay. Rudolph's nose is white as snow, he's lazy, tired, and has been fired. And Vixen takes his honored place and makes an ugly face. Beep, 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 beep. The rest are eating snow as by the north winds blow. Oh, Santa yells to start the show. Each reindeer stomps and wants to go. Midnight is close at hand. They're late in every land. And Santa's men is all get up and cracks his whip as up they mount. Oh, Rudolph's nose is white as snow. He's lazy, tired, and has been fired. Young Vixen takes his honored place and makes an ugly face. Beep, 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 beep. His nose no longer red. He'd rather go to bed and pout upon the Christmas sled. And Santa, all he sees is red with earthly Christmas through. On the Milky Way they're due. So off they go among the stars with loads of toys for kids on Mars. Oh, Rudolph's nose is white as snow. He's lazy, tired, and has been fired. Young Vixen takes his honored place and makes an ugly face. Beep, 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 beep. From there to Venus flies for Christmas in the sky. Oh, Rudolph pouts on every star while Vixen rides a rocket car. Oh, Rudolph's nose is white as snow. He's lazy, tired, and has been fired. Young Vixen takes his honored place and makes an ugly face.
You're listening to the 2011 Sound Opinions Christmas Spectacular with Andy Serzan. Bow, bow, bow.
Christmas holidays are over. Now it's time to start our January sale.
Oh, man, we have just been to Mars and back.
Are Andy, we back yet?
You have got to tell us everything we just heard, Andy.
Well, that last track was off a U.S. Navy LP that was used, I think, to produce in-house commercials for whatever Armed Forces Radio. I don't know. It's a strange record, but and that basically tells it like it is. The Christmas holidays are over, and now it's time for our January sale.
S-A-I-L, though.
Set to a crazy-ass beat, you know? I mean,
wow.
Before that, we heard a couple tracks off another really strange LP I found, Winter in the West, followed by Winter Blunderland. And then before that, we heard this year's Christian rock track. It's called Christmas is Jesus by Found Free. Before that, we heard the classic Rudolph Pouts, which is maybe if I had to make a decision on such a thing, I would call it maybe my favorite Christmas song ever. Mm-hmm.
This really means a lot to you, this
that
song.
That one does, because it's everything I love about Christmas music rolled into one. It's chaotic musically and thematically bizarre, and it involves outer space. and it's about a reindeer who's just got a bad attitude. And, you know, I mean, what is going on with
what
this?
What more do you want?
What's with this Rudolph guy?
Well, Andy, I hope that our listeners have caught a measure of your enthusiasm for the holidays and that they're enjoying it as much as we've been. Christmas.soundopinions.org. They can download for free the Swingin' Snowflakes Jingle Jangle Jazz Party Christmas disc. As always, it's been a stone cold gas having you here.
You know, it was my pleasure, guys. Let's do it again.
Thank you to Andy Surzan for being our Christmas elf once again. Sound Opinions is produced by Jason Saldana, Robin Lynn, and Annie Minoff. And our executive producer, our fearless leader, Tori Southside Malatia. Whatever you do, don't call him Krampus.
Sound Opinions, everyone's a critic. So now it's time to hear what you have to say.
New messages.
Hey guys, this is Jay in Salt Lake City. I'm calling with my favorite, and it's actually one that you trashed this year, which is Foo Fighters' Wasting Light. I started running in 2011 and still hate every minute of it, but I can tell you that Foo Fighters always keeps me going. And even if I wasn't running, I think Dear Rosemary is a great song. I give it a plug. Of course, the Black Keys don't disappoint either.
Hey, this is Randy in Portland, and I love lists. The best of list was pretty good, but there's two really great albums that haven't popped up on anybody's list, and I'm kind of surprised. One was Rich Robinson's Through a Crooked Sun. Rich is Chris Robinson's little brother and the guitarist of the Black Crowes, and he's sort of been in the background all these years, and he put out an album today that's just stellar. The tides are turning, they're rolling in. The seeds of past lives tell me where I've been. I've seen the shadows.
shelter from deep inside, and watch my spirit come out and fly.
And the other is, I'm glad to see that Wild Flag was the top of the list. Portland is well represented, but there's another Portland band called Ages and Ages that had an album out called All Right You Restless that is just pure pop for now people. It's the most infectious, joyous record. I would add those two to my personal top 10 for 2011. Thanks, you guys.
Hi, this is MJ in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And for Album of the Year, I wanted to nominate Florence and the Machine's Ceremonials. I know a lot of critics didn't like it. I loved it, and I don't think that necessarily being able to hear an album on CD makes it a great album. I think that seeing it live and any of the videos of her singing will prove she is one of the greatest artists of our generation. Thank you. Bye.
Dave Tibbs from San Francisco. My favorite album of 2011 has to be Solar Hits by Glitter Wizard. They are inspired by a period of time in music that I don't think gets referenced or talked about very often, the late 60s, early 70s, when psychedelic music was waning and all kinds of great music was springing up in its place, glam and prog rock and heavy metal, punk and eventually new wave. Glitter Wizard pays tribute to that period of time without being gimmicky. Just listen to the song Mirror Man and you'll see what I mean. Happy holidays.
No more messages.
To share your opinions on Sound Opinions, call 888-859-1800. We'll be back next week on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and distributed by PRX.